ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय हरे कृष्णा वी आर कंटिन्यूइंग आवर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम दिस इज कैंटो 11 चैप्टर 17 डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द वर्णाश्रम सिस्टम टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 17 एंड 18 टेक्स्ट नंबर 16 शमो दमस तपः शौचं संतोषः शांति आर्जवम् मदभक्तिस् च दया सत्यम् ब्रह्म प्रकृतयस् तु इमाः शमोदमस्तपशौचम् संतोषः शान्तिरार्जवम् मदभक्तिश्च दया सत्यम् ब्रह्म प्रकृतयस्तु इमाम् शमोदमस्तपशौचम् संतोष शांतिरार्जवम् मदभक्तिश्च दया सत्यम् ब्रह्म प्रकृतयस्तु इमाम् शमोदमस्तपशौचम् संतोष शांतिरार्जवम् मदभक्तिश्च दया सत्यम् ब्रह्म प्रकृतयस्तु इमाम् शांतिरार्जवम् मद्भक्तिश्च दया सत्यम् ब्रह्म प्रकृति माताजी तपस्सौचम् संतोषशांतिरार्जवम् word to word meaning shamaha peacefulness damaha sense control tapaha austerity shaucham cleanliness santosha full satisfaction shanti forgiveness arjavam simplicity and straightforwardness Madhabhakti, devotional service unto me. Cha, also. Daya, mercy. Satyam, truth. Brahma, of the Brahmanas. Prakrutayah, the natural qualities. Tu, indeed. Imaha, these. Translations and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation to the verse 16. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, cleanliness, satisfaction, tolerance, simple straightforwardness, devotion to me, mercy and truthfulness are the natural qualities of the Brahmanas. Text number 17, translation. The next are the qualities of Kshatriya. Dynamic power, bodily strength, determination, heroism, tolerance, generosity, great endeavor, steadiness, devotion to the Brahmanas and leadership are the natural qualities of the Kshatriya. Text number 18. Now we move on to Vaishyas. Faith in the Vedic civilization, dedication to charity, freedom from hypocrisy, service to the Brahmanas and perpetually desiring to accumulate more money are the natural qualities of the Vaishyas. Purport. Atushtir Arthopachaye indicates that a Vaishya is never satisfied with any amount of wealth and always wants to accumulate more. On the other hand, he is also Dana Nishta or dedicated to charitable work. Brahma Sevi, always engaged in assisting the Brahmanas, and Adambha, free from hypocrisy. This is due to Astikyam or complete faith in the Vedic way of life and confidence that one will be rewarded or punished in the next life for one's present activities. The fervent desire of the Vaishyas to accumulate wealth is not the same as ordinary material greed, because it is purified and tempered by the superior qualities mentioned in this verse. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Melitam Jena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees for morning Srimad Bhagavatam class today on Sunday. We are reading through this beautiful chapter, chapter 17th of the 11th canto. This chapter is continuation of Uddhava Gita, where Uddhava is asking questions to Lord Krishna and Lord Krishna is answering them beautifully, all the answers. In this chapter, Uddhava begins with asking a question about how the Varnashram system can help a practitioner of Krishna consciousness in his bhakti, in his devotional service. So Krishna answers in the beginning, before this verses, a series of verses, that there are four yugas, and of that, the first yuga, that is Satyuga, there is no Varnashram, because there is only one particular order that is called Hamsa. That means people all in Satyuga are on the stage of Paramahamsa. So for them, it's very simple. So they live a very simple life, practice Krishna consciousness, meditation, and worship Supreme Personality of Godhead in the white form. And Lord Krishna mentions that as the age progresses, then the next yuga comes as Treta Yuga. So then dharma has diminished now from what it was in Satyuga. As a result, Lord arranges the Varnashram system to be displayed. Varnashram system is always there. Vedic religion is always there. But it manifests, or sometimes it's seen as growing down or coming down. So Lord arranges a Varnashram system, the four Varnas and four Ashramas, so that people who are not now on the level of Hamsa, Paramahamsa, can now check out which varna or which ashram they come to belong to and execute the qualities or the duties in that particular varna or ashrama. So the series of verses, nothing but Lord Krishna explaining the various qualities of every varna and ashrama. We begin today with the qualities of Brahmana. Then we also saw in the last next verse the qualities of Kshatriya. And we are reading the purport which contains the qualities of Vaishyas. And as we move forward, Krishna is going to speak about Shudra, the next verse tomorrow, or day after tomorrow. And then not only Shudra, but also lower than Shudras. And then eventually the next chapter also contains information where he speaks on Brahmachari, Grahastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas Ashram. So here, this particular verse, the three verses which I am supposed to cover, it begins with qualities of Brahmanas. Okay? So qualities of Brahmanas are Shama, Dama, Tapa, Shauchas, Santosha, Shantim, Arjavam, Mad Bhakti, Shadaya, Satyam, Brahma, Prakritis, Tuima. So there are many qualities of Brahmanas. These are called the natural qualities. Naturally, it is there in the Brahmanas. So natural qualities of Brahmanas, we are not going to read or discuss all because that will take long time. But one particular thing which really caught my attention is Santosha. Right? It's a beautiful name. Many people have this name, Santosh. But rarely in Kali Yuga we have Santosh. Right? We have Tosh. We're always in Klesha. There is no Santosh in anyone. So it is mentioned that Santosh is a natural quality in Brahmana. One who is very satisfied with whatever he has he lives a brahmanical life. And it's a challenge in Kali Yuga while living, not in cities, even villages and towns also, to be santosh, right? I remember many years back, we have our VTA, Vaishnava Training Academy here. We just began that time many years back. So one particular devotee came from Vrindavan. So I will not mention the name and all the details, but one particular Goswami family from the very well-known families in Braj. We have many connections, beautiful connections. They are all part of Radha Gopinath temple community. We have devotees from Barsana, from Nandagam, from Vrindavan, from so many places. So one of those Goswamis, he called up one of the very, he knew one devotee in our congregation. He said that my son, he just finished his engineering in Mathura and he has got placement in Mumbai. And he got placement in Vodafone. That time it was Orange. So can he stay somewhere? So this devotee happened to be staying next to Bhaktivedanta Hospital, Mira Road. He said, oh, no problem, he can stay in my house. So this boy, who is the family of Goswamis, right? So he came to Mumbai. Excitement, you know. Mumbai is always excitement for those who come here. Those who stay here, there is no excitement. So he was full of excitement. So before excitement comes, his family knew that he is going to Mumbai. Mumbai can change his life also. So they gave him a lot of instruction, packed him with all samskaras before he leaves. So he came here, so he was in Mira Road. Can you imagine his office was in Lower Parel? So every day from Mira Road to Lower Parel, if he has to travel. So he cannot travel by charter plane or charter train. There is train only, or a bus. So he had to go through the ordeal thing of traveling in trains in Western Railway from Mira Road. Mira Road, there are very... See, one of the devotees were discussing with me, Prabhuji, for a family, Mira Road is so nice. Can I shift to Mira Road? So, yes, definitely. But then one problem is there in Mira Road, Prabhuji. Family will be happy, but I will not be happy. Wife will be happy, children will be happy. But what about me? I have to travel every day. And you cannot enter. You cannot even get a space to put your hand inside a train. What to speak of entering? So this boy had to go through the whole ordeal of traveling. So it was very exhausting. So finally the temple got a call from this devotee in Mira Road and he said that, Prabhuji, can you stay in temple because it's very close by? I said, we never had a VTA devotee who is from a family of Goswamis, right? So unique thing, you know, in VTA we have our devotees from Mumbai, then they got trained here, they tried to become a Vaishnava, good devotees. But here is already established person coming from Vrindavan. I said, okay, no problem, he can come, no problem. So he stayed for 2-3 months in VTA, and after that, suddenly one day he said, Prabhuji, main ja raha hu Vrindavan. What happened? Kya ho gaya? He said, Prabhuji, I got admission in MBA college in Mathura, so I'm going there. So very good, that's nice. So that is the reason why you're going, because you got admission. That is second reason. First reason is I was really bored by Mumbai life. Not bored, I was in chaotic condition. I was so peaceful in Vrindavan, in Mumbai came, there was not a single moment of peace for me. So then I wanted to ask him, what is your realization for last 2 months in Mumbai, that you are going away from Mumbai? I am staying for last 30-40 years, you know. I have never got those realizations. So he said that when I go for every day travel from here, it was much peaceful in sense because, you know, opposite direction trains are going, there is not much rush. So as soon as I would get down at Lower Parel station, then on that small lane I would walk to my office. There are all these gullies where all this pav bhaji and shev puri and vada pav centers were there. Just exactly when I would walk, they would put chok, you know. And that strong smell of Mumbai, they will call fragrance, right? It's a strong smell of onion and garlic would enter into my nostril. And many times I would feel vomiting. And many times I did vomit also. It was day in and day out. And then Prabhuji, ghastly, one day I saw one man fell down from a train, lost his life. I was aghast. I said, these are normal things. In Mumbai, people are... people sometimes click selfies of such things and said, you know, WhatsApp. Bhagas things are on the WhatsApp, sharing. Because we are used to all these things, right? So after some time, then he said, I just cannot. And then he said, every time I would see some untoward incident in Mumbai, I would remember my father speaking some shloka from Shastra. And one particular shloka hit me, which always my father would tell me. And he would tell me that, then he spoke on shloka. He said that, Ashwadhan, Godhan Ashwadhan Ratnadhan Khan. So previous ages, a person's wealth would be estimated by how much wealth he has got in terms of actually that wealth is seen. Not like today you carry a plastic card and there is something in the bank and many times you take a loan on credit, which the money which you do not, it doesn't belong to you, you take from that money your things. So previous ages people would actually were able to visualize how much wealth a person had. And the wealth was in terms of Godhan, how many cows you have got, Ashwadhan, how many horses. And Ratnadhan Khan. Ratnadhan means you had actually Ratna, jewels. And there was a treasury, treasure house, tijori, you open, you find all the Ratnas, you know. Ratnadhan Khan. Khan means mines of them. So this is the first line he said. Godhan, Ashwadhan, Ratnadhan Khan. And then he told me, his father gave the second line. Santosh Dhan Jahan Rahe Tino Dhul Saman. है कि नहीं संतोष धन जहां रहे तीनों धूल समान. अ पर्सन हु हैज गॉट संतोष धन देन वेदर ही हैज गोधन लेस और मोर रत्नधन लेस और मोर अश्वधन लेस और मोर और एनी अदर धन व्हाट विल हैपन ही विल बी सैटिस्फाइड बिकॉज ही हैज गॉट द मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट धन दैट इज एंड देर इज नो संतोष धन देर इज नी धन material death, right? So this we can see that how the satisfaction element is so less in Kali Yuga. People always want something or other, more and more, give me more. His Holiness Mahavishnu Goswami was mentioning a beautiful story in this regard. He was mentioning that one time, I don't know which Purana he quoted, but he mentioned beautiful things which relates to our day-to-day life. He mentioned that one time Narad Muni was roaming around on the earth planet and he saw a beggar. And his beggar was begging outside some particular temple or maybe some other place. And he was crying. His begging bowl had some money in it, but still he was crying. So Narad Muni felt very compassionate and went to the beggar and said, what do you want? Why are you crying? He said, I don't have enough wealth. I want money. I want more. How can I live? So Narad Muni, like he was such a pure devotee, compassionate Vaishnava, he said, I will give you the biggest contact. Where all your problem will get solved. I have bada bada contacts. So Narad Muni picked up the beggar and took him to Kuvera. Who is Kuvera? The treasurer of demigods. And put him in front of Kuvera. Kuvera, kindly help him. How to help him? Just fill his begging bowl. Kuvera felt insulted. Hey, you gave me a job and something which I can... Anyone can do on earth planet. Why bring him to demigod's planet, Kuvera, you know, Yakshapuri and ask him to fill his begging bowl, katora, you know, usme dalna hai. So Narad Muni said, hey, please do it, whatever. Sometimes little things have to be done also, apart from big things. And Narad Muni left that place. Meanwhile, Yaksha was thinking, theek hai. Then he called one attendant, idhar aao, iska katora bhar do, fill the begging bowl. So this guy went to fill the begging bowl. Meanwhile, a lot of things happened in the place where Kuvera was staying, you know. And Narad Muni also was roaming around. He came back and he saw, when he came back, that Kuvera was in anxiety, tension, sitting there on this Raj throne, you know. And he was contemplating. He was sad. Everyone in Kuvera Loka was very much distressed. As much distressed as the beggar. So Narad Muni was like, kya ho gaya? Katora bhara nahi abhi tak? नहीं भर रहा है कटोरा. कुवेरा सेड फर्स्ट माय अटेंडेंट पुट ऑल द गोल्ड कॉइन्स इन इट बट एज सून एज गोल्ड कॉइन वेंट इन इट डिडंट फिल अप जस्ट कीप्स गोइंग इन नथिंग इज फिलिंग अप. देन कुवेरा सेड आई गॉट इन्वॉल्व एंड आई स्टार्ट पुटिंग ऑल द वेल्थ फ्रॉम बोथ माय हैंड्स एंड लिटरली आई एम गोइंग टू गेट बैंकरप्ट नाउ. But this bowl is not filling up. So Narad Muni became intrigued. You know, what kind of bowl is this? A bowl which never fills up? So he said, just show me the bowl. So the bowl was there. And Narad Muni just did it upside down, topsy-turvy. And then he saw, it was not an ordinary plastic or whatever bowl you have got, you know, this steel or modern bowls. The bowl was nothing but the skull of a human being. Kopdi of a human being. Then Narad Muni smiled and said, aisa to hona hi tha. He said, a human being has never any kind of self-control, satisfaction in his life. More and more he gets, more and more he wants. Today we want something and we are working for it. Once we get it, the next list is already ready. Right? What we want next. And we forget also that so much of endeavor we have done in the past for this particular thing. It becomes a normal thing in our life. Right? So this is called as no satisfaction. Brahminical life, which is so difficult in this age of Kali Yuga, the most important quality in Brahminical life here is mentioned is satisfaction. One more quality mentioned here is cleanliness, shaucham. Now, cleanliness is also very difficult, right? The basic degree of cleanliness in this material world is to take a bath. Just to take a bath means you are clean. But even that is very rare. In the scriptures, it is mentioned, in Kali Yuga, if someone has taken a bath, then he is qualified to speak spiritual subject matters. That is a basic qualification for spiritual subject matters to speak. That means, shan kar liya na, bol sakta hai. He can sit on Vyasasana, or he can speak on Krishna, or he can speak on something. To such a level, cleanliness has gone down that basic cleanliness is also missing in today's life. People spend a lot of money on bathrooms. That is there, no doubt about it. Bathrooms, best fittings, you know. Someone was sending me a message that some Arab country, someone had bathroom of crores and crores of rupees. But I don't know whether he took bath or not there. So bathroom fittings are of crores of rupees. There are 3D bathrooms and all those things. But how many times taking bath? That is a rare occasion, rare occurrence, right? Like I went to one hostel for a preaching program. And then we were speaking on this cleanliness. You know. Kali Yuga means people are unclean. So one devotee boy, he said, Prabhuji, before I came to Krishna consciousness, I was a record holder in the hostel. I would not take bath for 1 month. Now we are devotees, so we are saying, ah, kaisa ganda aadmi hai. But for non-devotees, it is common. Right? It is common. Once in a day, bath le liya, to bahut bada kaam kar liya. We went to one holy place, not Vrindavan or Mayapur, some new holy place where we don't have ISKCON centers. Not many people know ISKCON there. So then we were doing for booking of the accommodation. So we went to a hotel wala one. He said, humko yahan par rehna hai, humare bachche aa rahe hain yahan par. We want to stay here. I said, aap log kaun hai? Ye alag vastra hai, shikha hai. Tum Hare Krishna se hum log. We are coming from Hare Krishna temple. Oh, Hare Krishna wale, wo log jo bahut snan karte hai. वो लास्ट टाइम आए थे हमारा सब पानी खत्म कर दिया था. सो दिस इज ऑल्सो वन थिंग आफ्टर बिकमिंग डिवोटीज देन वी बिकम वेरी कॉन्शियस ऑफ क्लीनलीनेस राइट एवरी टाइम वी गो टू टॉयलेट वी हैव टू टेक बाथ एंड ऑल दोज थिंग्स बट प्रीवियसली नो वन न्यू अबाउट इट देयर वाज अ रिसर्च डन इन यूएसए अबाउट क्लीनिंग स्टैंडर्ड हाइजीनिक स्टैंडर्ड्स. So they put a camera on a public toilet. The camera was such that people coming out of a toilet after passing stool and all that, then they would come to the wash basin to wash their hands. So the camera was fit that malum padta hai kaun aa raha hai aur kisne bathroom after coming out of bathroom how many people have used soap to clean their hands. And the study research revealed only 10% use soap. 90% came wash hands, 90% maybe, 50% wash hands, 40% directly went out. And this is in one of the most advanced, so-called advanced nation in America, USA. So cleanliness has gone down so much. Therefore, like for example, Yaksha Maharaj, when famous episode of Yudhishthir Maharaj meeting the Yaksha, and there are so many questions which is asked. One question which Yaksha asked Yudhishthir Maharaj is, Snanam cha kim param proktam. Oh, Yaksha asked question to Yudhishthir Maharaj, which is the considered as the ultimate bath. This is a question. Snanam cha kim param proktam, which is the best bath for anyone. And Yudhishthir Maharaj mentions, apart from normal bath, one should regularly take bath in the lake of absolute truth. Lake of absolute truth means one should immerse oneself in bathing in the ocean in the nectar of Krishna Nam, Krishna Leela, Krishna Guna and Krishna Nama Rupa Guna Leela. All those things. So this is something which we also should know, that how after becoming devotees, we are getting regular bathing every day, not just in external bathing, but internal bathing also. The external bathing is form of taking bath with water, and the internal bathing is taking shelter of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like that. Recently there was Kumbh Mela, right? So devotees went all from Delhi, from Bombay, from Tamil Nadu, Chennai, Kerala, just to take bath. Can you imagine? So how the bathing has become very important, because the brahminical quality has come in because of the teachings of Srila Prabhupada. There was no consideration of brahminical qualities. Today everyone is, there is a saying that Kalo Shudra Sambhava. Everyone is born Shudra. Now we did not recognize that till we became into Krishna consciousness, became devotees. Then we realized, yes, everyone is actually so unclean. Everyone is so uncivilized. Why? Because when we are uncivilized, we do not understand that we are uncivilized, right? But when you come out of that group, you understand it's so uncivilized. No taking bath, no respect, no control of senses. In the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions in the first verse, Vacho vegam manasa krodham, krodha vegam, jivha vegam, udarapasta vegam, etan vegan yo vishaheta dhira, sarvapimam prithvim sashishyat. So Acharya has mentioned that Rupa Goswami is enticing, and Jiva Goswami mentions, Rupa Goswami is enticing people in Kali Yuga in the first verse. If you want to make disciples and followers all over the world, so this is something very good, right? Everyone wants to be a leader and needs followers. Mera bhi koi sunne wala chahiye. Mere niche koi kaam karne wala chahiye. This is indirectly calling ourselves leaders. Mera koi sunta hi nahi. This is complaint always people have, you know. So people want followers. So you want followers all over the world? Then six urges. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jiva vegam. And Jiva Goswami mentions, what is vega? Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam. So vega is not that 24 hours that vega will be there. It's not like someone is 24 hours angry. No. That suddenly impulse will come of anger, krodha, speaking something, mind vega, udarapasta, that vega suddenly will come. At that time one should be trained to restrain that vega. That is called vacho vegam, krodha vegam. Vegam means also velocity, right? Suddenly it will gain velocity and you have to control it. So then Jiva Goswami mentions, so the first verse is attracting everyone. Hey, you want followers all over the world? You want to do something important? Yes, these are the six urges. Control that. And then if you do not know how to control that, don't worry. Now start a lifestyle so that you will be able to control it. And the lifestyle is in the second and third verse. What you should do and what you should not do. So what you should do? Atyahar you should do. No. What you should do? Utsaha nishaya dhairyat tat tat karma pravartanat. And what you should not do? Atyara prayasasya prajalpa niyamagra. So do's and don'ts. So in this way Rupa Goswami builds up. He entices and then he builds up. Oh, you have to do lifestyle. And you say, Bap re, how can I change my lifestyle? Okay, you cannot change your lifestyle by yourself. You need help of devotees. But help of devotees means what? You have to have loving exchange with devotees. Because if you don't have loving exchange with devotees, you will not develop intimate relationship with them, and then there is helpful nature will not come out. Right? If you ask someone walking on the road, you do not know much. Prabhuji, mere liye prarthna karo. It's a common thing. Everyone asks, Prabhuji, please pray for me. So you're obliged, you pray, you know, take Hare Krishna. But if you know that devotee very much, and he then says, Prabhuji, please pray for me, won't you take a little more time to actually pray for that person? Because there is some connection there. It is not, and nowadays, connection with everyone just keeps asking, Prabhuji, please pray for me, please pray for me. Every 5 minutes you find a devotee, please pray for me. So it becomes a normal language also, please pray for me. So you may not pray also. But if you know that devotee, if you have a good connection with that devotee, you might pray for that. You might help that person. If you know a devotee very well, then you might go and help him, right? Because the connection is there. So Rupa Goswami says, if you want help from devotees, you do not know how to take help, how you do not know what devotee is. Loving exchange. Tadati pratigranati guhyam akhyati prichati. Then after that, but all devotees are not same. Someone walking inside a temple with a tilak, not that you go and take help from him. Is he in the level of helping you? So there are three levels of devotee. Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama Adhikari. So you have to see who is a Uttama Adhikari, great soul, go and take help from him. A Madhyama Adhikari, become friends, take inputs. And one who is Kanishta, you help that person. Right? One who is junior to you, help them, equals. Take association, take inputs, how to improve in Krishna consciousness, and serve the seniors. And then Rupa Goswami mentions, that's not enough. You may develop the habit of bhed bhav. Kanishta, Madhyama, Uttama. Isko jana hai, iske paas jana hai, isko mercy dena hai. So that kind of bhed bhav may come. Bhakti should not have bhed bhav. So immediately, one should know. There should not be bhedbha. Don't see a devotee by external. Just like when you go take bath in a river, if the river is not clean, you remove that all the floating thing on the river, put it aside and then go and dip in the river, right? Similarly, don't see the external bodily deformations, the external swabhav of a person. Understand the intimate, and understand the intensity of his bhakti in his heart. And then the essence of all advice. What is the essence of all advice? If you do that and practice Krishna consciousness under devotee, if your lifestyle improves, do's and don'ts, then what happens? Tannama charitadi. Slowly, slowly, just taking Krishna consciousness day by day, you'll get taste. And once you get taste, then you get perfection of life. You will relish whatever you do in Krishna consciousness. This is the manual. Handbook for devotees. It all begins by Vachovega. So here, Brahminical quality of tolerance is mentioned, cleanliness is mentioned, peacefulness is mentioned. And we move on to the next one, qualities of a Kshatriya, dynamic power, bodily strength, determination, etc., etc. Now, I remember from Bhagavatam, Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj is in the mood of taking revenge, is insulted by his stepmother. So he is going to the forest to worship Lord Narayan and gain a benediction which no one ever had asked, something which is not even existing in the material world. And Narad Muni comes in and tells him, see, you are a small boy, you should now play. You should not, children don't take very much seriously the problems in terms of someone has spoken wrong to them. They may cry for some time and forget it. Adult may not cry, but he will cry inside always. Right? But children, you are a small child, forget it, leave it. And maybe you can now go and play when you grow up, then you come back. And then you can practice this meditation on Lord Narayan, get your boons. And Dhruva Maharaj said, I am a Kshatriya. Whatever you are saying is true, but it doesn't register in my heart. So kindly tell me something which will help me, otherwise Hare Krishna. Kshatriya, a small child is exhibiting Kshatriya qualities. And in today's verse, this quality of Vaishya is mentioned, right? Quality of Vaishya. What is quality of Vaishya? He is never satisfied with whatever wealth he has got. So you may think, are to match ho raha hai. Never. So I am Vaishya maybe. Sometimes it happens, you read about Brahmanical qualities, then you see, are छह में से चार हो रहा है मैच, जस्ट दो बचा है, वो कर लेंगे, हो जाएगा. एंड देन यू रीड क्षत्रिय क्वालिटीज, देन यू से अरे यहां भी मैच हो रहा है. देन यू रीड वैश्य क्वालिटीज, अरे इधर ही मैच हो रहा है. सो मैं हो कौन, हु एम आई? दिस हु एम आई क्वेश्चन इज ऑलवेज देयर इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस फ्रॉम डे वन. व्हेन यू कम टू नो दैट आई एम नॉट दिस बॉडी, आई एम स्पिरिट सोल, बट दिस कंटिन्यूज, हु एम आई, वेयर आई स्टैंड, am I a devotee or not? That question lingers even at the last stage of Krishna. People who advance, they say, I am not a devotee. Narottam Das Thakur says, I am not a devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I am not a devotee. Haridas Thakur says, I am not even a devotee. So who am I? So it's a good question, but the level of question is different always, right? It's not the same. So here, in Vaishya, the quality is mentioned that he is not satisfied with the amount of wealth he has got. However, very important to also note, in the purport it is mentioned, he is not satisfied because he wants to get more and more wealth, but where he is using the wealth, that's also important. He is atushti, not satisfied, but then he is dana nishtha, is also giving donations. Dana nishtha, not dana, dana nishtha. That means he is steady faith in giving donations. Not that once in a while he gives some donation, click selfie and writes on the Facebook page and that's it. And then keeps repeating that post always, you know. Not like that. Regular dana nishtha. Then after that, Brahma Sevi, he is always engaged in serving the Brahmanas, assisting the Brahmanas. Adamba. Free from hypocrisy. No hypocrite. So totality, if you take Vaishya life, even Vaishya is difficult for most of us, right? At least for me. So I thought tomorrow's verse is Shudra. Let us take it today only. Shudra quality, let us see. These are the qualities, natural qualities of a Shudra. Service without duplicity to Brahmanas. Service without duplicity to Brahmanas, to cows, to demigods and other worshipable personalities. Complete satisfaction with whatever income is obtained in such service are the natural qualities of a Shudra. Now, in today's world, if someone shows little of this, we will call him gentleman. But in Vedic age, he is a Shudra. Right? He is a good Shudra. He is a proper Shudra. In among our culture in today's world, if someone exhibits this quality, you say, kitna achha aadmi hai. But in the Karanashram, he is a fourth level, not even first level. But now, today, he can be a first level. You may give him Paramvir Chakra or whatever chakra is there. You consider him to be a very, very pious person. Maybe some roads will be named on him, right? Some airports may be named on him. So, even that quality is so difficult. So, then the next one is lower than Shudra. This matches with people in Kali Yuga. Dirtiness, dishonesty, thievery, faithlessness, useless quarrel, lust, anger and hankering constitute the nature of those in the lowest position outside Varnashram. So here we stand. Most of people in Kali Yuga fall into that category. So Prabhupada sometimes said fourth class and sometimes Prabhupada said fifth class. So, that's why in Kali Yuga, there is no point in saying that I was born in Chaturvedi family, I was born in Singh Parivar, born in whatever, Vaishyap, Kunsa Vaishyap, Marwadi Parivar, Kunsa Vaishyap. And then, people may claim, you know, birthright and all that. But, Kalau Shudra Sambhava. Everyone in Kali Yuga is Shudra. But actually now, as Kali Yuga is progressing, Shudra bhi thoda achcha dikhne raha hai par kuch. Less than Shudra. Therefore, in Shastra mentions that when someone is born, he is a born Shudra. Then by samskaras, he becomes Dvija. What is that shloka? Janmana jayate Shudra samskara bhavit Dvija. So if someone wants to become Dvija or better, then he has to go through samskara. One devotee asked His Holiness Adhanath Maharaj that we are hearing these beautiful stories of pure devotees, Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, etc., etc. And We feel very inspired by these great Vaishnavas. But then, Maharaj, it is so difficult to practice Krishna consciousness on their level. Their Krishna consciousness is so high. So what is the hope for us? I think Samaji Manandan Poo asking a question like that. But what is the hope for us? So Maharaj mentioned one very nice thing. He quoted on purport of Srila Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada mentions that if you cannot emulate the lives of Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj is in Bhagavatam, the next thing is, just follow what your Guru is saying, what Prabhupada is saying. Just follow sincerely that everything will come. But problem is that there also we are not so very strong, right? We doubt on those things also. Sometimes whatever we feel bit good, we follow that. Sometimes whatever difficult, we say that ki jamta nahi mujhe, hai ki nahi. There is another quality of a person who is lower than a Shudra. Whatever he likes, he do. Whatever he does not like, he will not do. There is no question of, you know, adjusting and trying. You just don't like, leave it. You like, accept it. So, therefore, beautiful story of one, I was written recently, we went for a yatra in Tirupati, IYS yatra. We heard a very beautiful story from Revati Raman Prabhu's temple president of ISKCON Tirupati. He was mentioning a story of one time Shripad Yamunacharya, who is the guru of Shripad Ramanujacharya. He was traveling in South India from different places. So on his travel, he saw near a pond, there was one person who was sleeping and he was drinking water from the pond. The pond's water was fully muddy, but he was drinking water. So Yamunacharya became very much little alarmed. Why is he drinking water which is not even pure or clear, muddy water? So he asked disciples, hey, go and check, ask him to come and meet me. He said, what Guru Maharaj, he is a useless person. Labeled him immediately. Useless person, must be a Shudra, doesn't know, no intelligence here. He doesn't even cannot distinguish between clear water and muddy water. So why is waste time on them? So then you just go and ask him to come to me. So they call him, hey, come here, Yamunacharya wants to meet you. So Yamunacharya asked him, so his basic hygiene is to drink clear water, right? Clean water. You're drinking muddy water, why? Said, Maharaj, I was waiting here to get some prasadam of Lord Narayan. Every day the brahmanas come here and distribute prasadam. Today that food for life ban has not come. Right? So I was thinking now I would eat something. So then I thought this water is so clear. So I only made it muddy by shaking it. And I am drinking that muddy water. Why are you drinking muddy water? Oh Gurudev, this body is what? Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Maximum is earth and water. So mix earth and water, it becomes muddy. So I have to get something inside my body, which is a muddy body. So I thought I'll shake the water, make it muddy water, and the muddy thing will go inside another muddy thing. So Yamunacharya said, this person is not a Shudra, he is a Brahmagyani. And even the disciples understand, my God, we thought that he is a foolish person by the way he is acting, but he seems to be a very enlightened person. So Yamunacharya says that I am going on a tour. Would like to join us? He said, wow, wonderful. So he joins the tour. And he becomes one of the very intimate disciples of Yamunacharya. In due course of time, he is going to all his temples, you know. He comes to Tirupati. He sees Lord standing there. Then he goes to another temple, Divadesham, where and Lord is sitting. Then he comes to Srirangam. And he sees Lord is sleeping. So then he asks Yamunacharya, why we see Lord is in different postures, sometimes standing, sometimes sitting, sometimes sleeping? Why? So Yamunacharya smiled. And Yamunacharya said, I'll tell you a story. So he told that one time there was a moneylender who always gave loans. So there was one crook who went and took a lot of money from the moneylender, loan. But he never showed up to pay back the money. So the moneylender, he went to his house. So as soon as he saw the moneylender coming from very far away, the person went inside the house and told his wife, tell the moneylender that I am not at home. So the wife was standing there. Said, where is your husband? I want to meet him. Said, he's away. He will not come so soon. He will take some time. He's gone out. Said, okay. The moneylender was thinking, today I will take a money back. You know, I will take back everything from him. So he said, no problem. I will stand here. So he stood there for some time. The wife came again. He is not there. Why are you standing here? No problem. I'll wait. I want to wait for him. Today I'm going to meet him and take him. Take my property back. So after some time, the money lender was feeling a little tired. So then he saw something around. He saw a small place to sit. So he went and sat there on that stone. And he sat there for the whole day. Then after that, what happened? This guy was not coming. So then he became tired, the money lender. And then he thought, let me little lie down here, you know. So he lie down like this. And he was waiting. And the whole day he waited. And finally this man had to do something. So he came out and then he had to pay the money back. So then he mentioned, Yamunacharya, this story. Lord is also like this. Lord is coming from the spiritual world. Because here the same jiva who is associating with the Lord in the spiritual world has come here. Forgotten the Lord. And not only has forgotten, he is enjoying the property of the Lord here. So Lord wants his property. Both the property which Lord Jiva is enjoying as well as Jiva who is also his property. So the Lord comes all the way from the spiritual world to the material world regularly. And then he comes. Then he waits standing. When the Jiva is not coming out, he waits for a long time. After some time he feels tired, so he sits down. And after some time he feels a little more tired, then he reclines. So the more the Lord is reclining, he was pointing Yamunacharya to Ranganath deity, it shows how Lord is so merciful in Ranganath. He actually is waiting for a very long time for all of us. But three different postures of Lord connect to how Lord is so merciful that he appears in such places. I was just thinking, Lord does not appear alone. He comes along with his devotees. If you analyze this whole week which went to last, and this tomorrow also, this whole week is nothing but Lord himself coming or his pure devotees appearing or disappearing, right? Shripad Madhvacharya, Shripad Ramanujacharya, Narottam Das Thakur. Today is Varahadev, Varahadvadashi. Today in the afternoon Sunday feast class, Raspara and Poo will speak on Varahadvadashi. Tomorrow is such an important day. It is the beginning of Gaurabdha kind of, you know, where before Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is appearing, now to access the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we need Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So tomorrow is Lord Nityananda Trayodashi. Tomorrow morning, Shaman Prabhu will give his class in the morning. In the evening, we are expecting Indradhanu Maharaj to give class. So it's a whole week of festivity. The whole week of how Lord appears and his devotees appear to reclaim fallen conditioned souls. So, like for example, there is a third canto, there is a beautiful verse where Brahmaji is praying to the Lord. Oh Lord, you step down to enlighten us. He mentions that Lord, you come down from a spiritual world to take us up. You come down and you take us up. And not only that, you have to not just come down from your spiritual world, you have come down from many of your positions just to make adjustment to reach us. He mentions the example, Lord, you appear as an animal. You step down from a position. Of course, Lord is not an animal. Lord is transcendental in that also. But he steps down. Oh Lord, you also step down. When you step down, you come down and you accept your own devotees as your guru. Just to teach us how guru is important in everyone's life. Lord, you are omniscient, you know everything. Still you go to your devotees and ask, what can I do? So this way, Lord steps down so that we can take off. Right? Lord descends so that we can ascend. So the whole idea, understanding of Krishna consciousness is that we are all here accessing the mercy of Lord or his devotees. When the Lord comes, he doesn't see the external. He sees an internal factor. That is our Krishna consciousness. He will not see the external factor of Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. There are hundreds of devotees in the Shastra mentioned who are Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras. And you are untouchables. But they are all great devotees. And they showed a powerful path of Krishna consciousness for all of us to go ahead in our life. This one, another example I remember is of Kanakadas. Kanakadas is a great saint from Karnataka. So he was born during a time when in the Madhvacharya Sampradaya, Vadiraj Tirtha was the Acharya. So Vadiraj, he is one of the very well-known established Acharya in the Madhva line. So Adiraj Tirtha was the main pontiff of the Mata, Udupi Mata. So Kanak Das was born in the so-called untouchable caste. But he was a great devotee of Lord. So he came and he met Adiraj Tirtha and said, "Can I serve the deities in temple? Can I stay in temple?" And Adiraj said, "Come on, no problem, join in." So now Vadiraj had many disciples. Some of them were Brahmanas also, very high class Brahmanas. So they were not happy in the way, why should Vadiraj Tirtha allow a Shudra to stay in temple? You can give him some service, service has to be given, but why temple, you know? And they would disturb when they saw that Vadiraj Tirtha would regularly talk to him and give time to him, while many times Vadiraj Tirtha's time was not available for them. So they were thinking that we are Brahmanas, born in Brahmanas, samskaras on all done. This guy has no samskara. Why so much time is given? So one particular day they got a chance and they asked Vadiraj Tirtha, "Oh, Maharaj, you are giving time to him, very nice, but why you are not giving time to us?" So Vadiraj understood that thing, that you are actually asking that why you are giving time to him, should give more time to us. So Vadiraj Tirtha said, "Yes, yes, don't worry. I'll let you know one day why Kanakadas is so special." And after a few days, Vadiraj called all his disciples and give them all one lota, pot, copper, and told them there is this Madhva Tirtha next door, a sarovar there. You have 5, give him 10 minutes time. All of you take your lota, it is very black now. You have to go and clean your lota and come back in 10 minutes. Whatever you can clean in 10 minutes, come back. So after 10 minutes, all of them come back. And all of their lotas are shining, chakachak. Kanak Das comes, his lota is not shining. His lota is still like that black, you know. So Vadiraj inspects all the lotas and then he takes the lota of Kanak Das. And then he takes more time in inspecting that lota. And then he said, "This is the best lota." And all the disciples, "Maharaj, what is this? This is partiality. You can see every one of us has lotas which are shining and this guy has not even cleaned his lota. And you are saying that his lota is best." Then Vadiraj took the lota and showed like this. See inside. Inside is sparkling. Outside is not clean. Then he took one lota of theirs. Outside is sparkling, inside is unclean. So all the time, 10 minutes you got, you took time and energy to clean outside. Whereas this guy went and cleaned the inside. And then Vadiraj made a prophetic statement that people in this world see outside. Krishna sees inside. Finish. They all got the lessons. That Kanak Das from outside was a Shudra, but from inside he was a great devotee. Whereas many of us from outside are Tilakdhari, Dhoti, Sadi, everything. But inside that devotee has to come. Till that point what will happen? That cleaning process has to go on. So the Lord descends and he points out. Acharyas comes and points out those devotees who are really internally clean. And we cannot understand who is internally clean, right? We don't even have any cameras, binoculars. How will I ever come to know who is internally clean? Can't know. Only Lord in the heart knows. So that externals we can see and we can judge. But internal only Lord sees. So therefore we find here now Lord has appeared in many, many ways. Today is Vara Dwadashi. And tomorrow is Nitya Antudeshi. I thought I'll speak something on each little bit more before we end today early. Today also we're having this beautiful event downstairs for kids to play around. Khel Khel Mein, right? They put a lot of balloons there. And also we are going to spend some time from 10 a.m. to 12 noon doing prayers for all the CRPF soldiers who lost their lives. ISKCON Communication Department has issued a notice that we should all pray, and many devotees are doing sankirtan. All it's like we are not doing much to save our country. We are just preaching some here and there, a little bit here and there. But they are doing almost same activity in one sense. So therefore, there is a need for we should also feel gratitude for what they have done and pray, offer prayers. Hari Nam is very powerful, right? But Hari Nam is not just powerful for us, but Hari Nam is also powerful for saving others, praying for others. So we are going to spend some time. So Nityananda Trayashi, tomorrow, this is a beautiful bhajan sung by Narottam Das Thakur, that Heno Nitai Vine Bhai Radha Krishna Paite Nai. If you want mercy of Srimati Radharani and Krishna, then Heno Nitai. Without Nityananda's mercy, you cannot get. So the connection is made that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy you need to approach Radharani and Krishna. But to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you need Nityananda's mercy. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent, merciful incarnation. But then you are strict also. Nityananda Prabhu have gave up that strictness also. Anyone is okay. Dina hina jata chilo. Anyone, no matter what he is, where is he, Nityananda Prabhu did not make any distinction. Srila Prabhupada mentions in one of his classes that Lord Nityananda is a guru of all gurus. Sum total of all gurus. Samasti Guru. So we have our own gurus, Diksha Guru, Shiksha Gurus, but everyone is getting all their inspiration from Lord Nityananda. He is representative of, gurus are all representation of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarvathakur mentions that sometimes a disciple may ask a question that I have a guru, but I am not advancing much. So is it that my guru is not powerful? Should I look for more powerful gurus? This is Kali Yuga again changing so many things, right? Not satisfied in one guru also. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarvathakur points out this fault in a jiva. He says, every guru is endowed with all the mercy to save a jiva. Every guru. Because the mercy is coming from where? Nityananda Prabhu. But to get saved or not get saved depends on the jiva. So the degree of mercy comes not depending on how much mercy Guru is sending, but how much mercy a jiva, a disciple is accepting it. So therefore we find in one particular place or in one particular ashram, there is one Guru and many disciples, and all disciples are different in terms of their advancement in Krishna consciousness, right? Everyone is eating same prasadam, same morning program, same Hare Krishna mantra, right? Same temple, but they are different degrees of devotees, because not accepting the fact that the surrender level is very less. So, it is mentioned here that Lord Nityananda and Srimati Radharani, they are very important in our relationship with Krishna. Our Guru connects us to Lord Nityananda and Srimati Radharani. Therefore, it is mentioned sometimes Guru is the manifestation of Nityananda's mercy, and sometimes it is mentioned Guru is manifestation of Radharani's mercy. So, how so? So, our Acharya has mentioned that Nityananda Prabhu is the first connection. When the first connection of Krishna consciousness takes place, the Guru acts on the level of Nityananda Prabhu and connects a devotee to Krishna consciousness, charts Ado, Shraddha, Sadhu, Sangha, Bhajan, Kriya. And once a person gets fixed up in Krishna consciousness, and then there's a time to go into the inner rasas of the five important rasas, then, because without the mercy of Srimati Radharani, one cannot understand Vrindavan or Braj. So then Radharani mercy takes over. But first connection down to the level where someone is not even a devotee, does not even know Krishna consciousness, Guru acts like Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. And later the same Guru acts as Radharani's mercy. So it can one Guru acting as Nityananda Prabhu and Radharani's mercy together, or it can be many, many Gurus connecting us, Gurus who connect us, Guru who nourishes, Guru has take us through like that. So Prabhupada always mentioned, ours is Siksha Parampara, right? Ours is not just Diksha Parampara. That we have our Diksha Guru, that's all in all. We take Siksha from everyone who help us. A boy is born, he grows up. The family is responsible for the growth of the boy, but more than that, the family also knows. The whole village is responsible for the growth of the boy. So we are so fortunate in ISKCON, we have so many wonderful Vaishnavas to help us, right? It's actually a great luxurious thing to have so many devotees around us. One time His Holiness Devamrit Maharaj came here. He came from some outside India, from a place where devotees were very less. And he came and said, told all the devotees in Radha Gopinath temple, "We are all so fortunate. We have got luxurious association here. I have heard luxurious prasadam and luxurious facilities, but luxurious association." And I reflected, yes, we have so many devotees around us, right? Sometimes we feel happy when devotees come less in Radha Gopinath temple, you know. Thoda kam log aaye, acha lag raha hai. But this is actually a different paradigm altogether. People are there where people do not have devotees all. Many years back, 96, 97, something, when we only had temple hall, and this hall was not there. Right? This hall, Gopalji Hall, was actually Bhola's classes before. So there was a plan to take this hall, buy this hall. So Adinath Maharaj had left from there to America. He was in New Vrindavan, and then the deal was done. And then the whole thing was converted as a hall, and the doors were opened, and this door also was opened. So then Sunday class was like a big now. Main hall, Gopalji Hall, and Gauranitai Hall. But then the first Sunday feast we had that time, immediately all the halls got filled. Gauranitai was full, Gopalji also full, this also full. So thinking that either just one hall was there, it was already full, so we took two more halls, now they are also full, what should be done, you know. So they called Adinath Maharaj. Maharaj, another problem has come. What problem? We thought that by taking two halls, now we will have no problem of space. But as soon as we opened the hall and now devotees came in for the program, even those two halls got full and people are standing in the courtyard outside, corridor outside hearing. So this problem is coming up now. So Maharaj was in New Vrindavan, and Maharaj mentioned his beautiful point. Adinath Maharaj mentioned that. I am in New Vrindavan and gave a morning class today here. I was sitting in the class, big temple hall, and only five devotees were sitting in the class. So there is also a problem here. Big temple hall, only five devotees sitting. And there is a problem there also. Big temple hall, full, packed. Then Maharaj asked, which problem is good? Right? Problem is going to there in material world always. We have to decide which is the problem which is good. So good problem is that we have a luxurious association of devotees. Need to take shelter of them. Take ashram of them. Everything is available here by mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is all munificent. Tomorrow is a very important day. Today is also a very important day. So I was reading Varadev's beautiful pastime. Don't have time to speak that, anything. But it is mentioned that one who hears with devotion the beautiful pastimes of Varadev today, it's a Falashruti, or one who speaks this pastime today, then he will be immediately pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Supreme Personality of Godhead will offer his own abode to such a person. So it's a Falashruti. Before the beginning, the whole talk, maybe in the afternoon or you read at home, Falashruti. Sometimes in Kali Yuga, you have to say Falashruti first, you know, to make the mystical marketing system, you know. So, today is a beautiful day of Varada. Tomorrow is Nityananda Chaturdashi. So, we hope and pray that devotees can take advantage of not just fasting but also chanting and taking part in kirtan, japa, and hearing the nectar of. So, wherever we are, you can tune in. Now, everything is accessible. If you have time, you can come to temple. But if you don't have time, your desire will be fulfilled by ISKCON desire tree. Hare Krishna. So we'll end here. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.